Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on my way.
Welcome to Care to Read. You got your Omega 7 in the house, Lady Jaguar Phone, the advisor you need, and the advocate you want. Thank you for tuning in to us this evening. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you and ask that you invite your children in. Teachers, providers, please come and join us this evening. We're talking about health education. We're going to be doing our show in a very special place today. We're going to be out and about in the community so that we can breathe in that fresh air. And the fresh air is just great, ladies and gentlemen. You need to be out here in the hidden lake. We're hidden out here in the lake, and I have a couple of spectators. I might interview them while I'm out here. We're going to be out here near the lake where the air is clean and there's water everywhere. So don't be surprised if I take a swim to finish up this last few warm days that they have here in the month of September. Now, you know I'm kidding. I probably won't be getting any water. It's cold, but I might start fishing. Don't be surprised. Once again, welcome to Care to Read. We're glad you're here, and do we have a treat for you today. An excellent show designed for you today, and we are so happy to have you a part of our show. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you would just bear with me for a while, because there is a little bit of a inconvenience, because when I walk around, sometimes you might hear some things in the background, but nevertheless, our show is going to be set here for you to enjoy. Now, for those parents that are out there, you need to come out of your shell and come and give a listen to what we're talking about this evening. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're out here in this hidden lake. It's a lovely park. It's beautiful. I wish I had someone out here to share it with me. I thought that I'd do the show out here today because it is a great atmosphere. Now, I'm out here with nature, and that tells you that I am going to be doing my ritual right out here in nature. I have a couple of people to help me with the ritual, and I'm going to ask them to join me with the ritual today. I have a gentleman that I'm going to ask to purify me. Would you purify me, please? Would you please, too? I'm going to ask them to purify me, and this is not Lake of Minnetonka. This is Hidden Lake, and it's located right here in our own town, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to be doing the libation from the lake. Now, you might hear some splashing in the background, but just know it's not on me jumping in the pool. Will you please purify me, please, brother? Come and purify me. The brother has purified me. Now I need to see if I can find an elder out here to see if I got permission from an elder to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, you do.
Thank you very much. There are elders out here at the park, and I can get their approval. This is just great. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to do our libation. We're going to go down to the water. Brother, would you follow me down to the water? This is a very unique show, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to do a live libation, pouring libation from the east to the west, from the north to the south, from the four cardinal direction. And it's very important that you understand that you must take a trip to the lake if you really are going to participate in a real libation. As I always talk to you about, it's important that you talk to your family about rituals. This is a ritual. But we have a new year, and that new year starts in September for African Americans. And you'll be finding those African Americans going out near the water at approximately 6 a.m. in the morning. And we have our new year where we bring in the new year with libations and festivities and rituals. Now, as we go out here to the water, we are now approaching the water. And ladies and gentlemen, I am just going to test the water to see what's going on. We're really out here in the water, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to pour libations to the east, pour libations to the west, pour libations to the south and to the north. Thank you. That definitely is it. Can you pour libations over here, brother? Thank you. We have purified ourselves, and we're calling on our ancestors. Ancestors, we are calling on you. We're calling on our heroes and our sheroes, Malcolm X, Sojourner Truth. We're calling on the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We're calling on Thurgood Marshall. We're calling on Marcus Garvey. Kwame Ture Ashe. Shay, do we have another name that you would like to? Malcolm X, if we haven't said him, Ashe. Betty Shabazz, the Honorable Betty Shabazz, Ashe. Denmark B.C., Ashe. Harriet Tubman, Ashe. Dr. Martin Luther King, Ashe. Coretta Scott King, Ashe. And Zora Neale Hurston, my personal ancestor, Ashe. Now we call on our family members, ladies and gentlemen. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. Then I call on Tommy Harvey, Ashe. I call on Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Esalie Pope, Ashe. And then we call on Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Then we call Michael Harvey, Ashe. And we say, Ashe, So let it be, so let it be done. As we ask these ancestors to come and be with us here at the lake of the hidden lake, we ask them to make themselves known in our lives for those that we don't know that may be on their way here, and for those that are not yet born, we call them. We call on the ancestors. We ask that the animals allow us to commune with them and give us a voice again that we can communicate and connect our earth back together again. We call on those forces to be, and we know that we are always protected and we are always made a place in society, and that our earth, Mother Earth, has even been in agreement with us. Mother Earth is even connecting herself with us, and we are going back to our original state to make sure that we are in one accord with Mother Nature. We thank you for the opportunity to do our libation live here at the Hidden Lake, right out here in the open air. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. You must teach your children rituals. You must teach them tradition. And we have a culture, not only a tradition and a heritage. It's important that Africans periodically mark the point and time of transitioning. We are now transitioning into our new year, our African New Year. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, African people. How does the African feel this evening, and how are the children? How does an African feel this evening, and how are the children? You must feel good today. You're unmolested. You don't have the type of yoke on your back that the ancestors had to travel with. You don't have to look over your shoulder because Master has sent out the slave drivers to bring dogs and hunt you down. You are free today. Now that you're free, what are you going to do with your freedom? Freedom comes with a price, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not something you want to take for granted. You must be doing something with yourself. Go back to school. Find a way to educate yourself. Empower yourself, because knowledge is power. And I know you understand that, because Project 2019 tells you in the statistics that we've fallen lower than a refugee. We're falling the lowest on all totem poles for education, for job opportunity. But we can change that overnight, ladies and gentlemen, because African Americans are the most consumers of the world. We are the seventh wonder of the world. You need not look anywhere else. It is us. It is you. It is me. I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. I cannot better myself unless I help you better yourself. Understand this. You must put rituals back in your life. You must put tradition back in your life. You must put ancestral communing back in your life. What are you doing in the morning? Are you sitting quiet and counting breaths? And are you breathing and exhaling in? And are you finding a way to tap into that melanin that has been left here by your ancestors so that you can raise up above your situation so that you can become stronger? They left that energy here with you because they knew you would need it. They knew you would need it. It is available to you. Help is available to you. Right here at this lake, I know it's available to us. And we've called on the lake, and we've asked the trees to connect with us, because we're the coyote, we are the fox, and we're kin to the atmosphere, we're kin to the trees, we're kin to the willows. All of them are our family. We must know how to connect with nature. We must understand that even the little ducks that paddle in the water are our family. We must understand that we have dominion over them. We can speak to them. We can call on the ancestors, and we can ask for help. Help is available to us with all of God's creation. Now that you have the help, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to call on your ancestors in a time of trouble? Are you going to allow them to come and help you? Can you stand on their backs when you have to stand up erect? I didn't say prostrate yourself. I say stand up erect, because now is the time for the gods to face this earth and come close to the ground. Now is the time that we will see those disagreeables come into subjection to the gods. Let the gods come forward. Let them come forward, and let the Godhead in you rise up, because you truly share attributes of God. You are a divine individual. And I didn't say human being. You were made and created by God in his own image. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now that you know the secret and the cat is out the hat, then we must start performing as if we can define a thing, speak a thing, and decree a thing. This September, in decreeing for African tradition, I am decreeing that every family will come into consciousness. Every family will find themselves and find their ancestors in the process. They will commune with their ancestors, talk to their ancestors, tell them the problems, because help is available. There's no need for you to look any further. It is available. And I'd like to conclude this ceremony by saying, Europeans, you can be a part of this program too. You can learn what the Africans did, and you can prosper from it. I am not excluding any family. The African family was the first family. There is but one race, the human race. We are the mothers and fathers of all of the races. Everything that sprung up sprung from my womb and many other wombs. It has already been proven. We do not have to substantiate that any longer. Now, if you want to debate who brought reasoning, is there a Greek philosophy or is there an African philosophy, that is debatable. Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. But what is really important today is that we put rituals back in our lives again. We put rituals back in our lives again. We go to the tree and tell the tree we're sorry for what we have done to Mother Earth. We go to the river and plead and beg her pardon and ask Mother Yamanja to still be one of our deities and to help us and to usher in prosperity and abundance, good lifestyle, good living, a good lifestyle. And that is what I'm going to be speaking on today. Lifestyle, child development, family life education. How does one become a family life educator? And does the church need a family life educator? How do we get back to good living again? How do we know what makes for a good cycle of living? How do we prepare the way for our children? We have forgotten who we are. We don't know what lifestyle is anymore. We don't know what quality of life is. But when you look back over the simple things that we once taught in the schools, such as family life education, it wasn't ordinarily familiar to us, so we had to study the subject. And we're going to have to study it again, ladies and gentlemen. We have come so far away from ourselves that we've forgotten how to have a good lifestyle. So therefore, it was necessary to create trained child life family specialists to work with teaching parenting skills, to work with teaching lifestyles in the home, lifestyles in the community, lifestyles in the church. So our subject today is how do you become a family life educator? What are the tools that you need? Once you become a family life educator, where can you become employed? And once employed, what are your job duties? What are your job responsibilities? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are a family consumer life education organization underwritten by Project 2019, who thoroughly believes in statistics and collects statistics to show that the blacks by the year of 2019 must close the gap of disparity, of ignorance, illiteracy, as well as obtaining credentials and degrees. Now, as we get ready to go on with our subject, I want to slow this pace down a bit, and I want to thank you because I am out here in the openness. I must be very careful that I am not ignoring the little birds and the trees that are out here. I must be very careful that I pay homage and respect. So if I have to pause a minute to talk to a bird or to whistle at a bird or to call a squirrel over, just pardon me. Just be patient with me. I'm still not there yet, and I'm supposing that you're not either. Now, once again, going into our topic, and today's, I'd like to tell you that we are going to recommend a couple of newsletters for you, and you can obtain these newsletters. They're available, and these are two National Council on Family Relations. And periodically, I will be going into articles as well as newsletters and reports that you should be reading and have in your collection. You can pick these up at any library, and this is called the National Council on Family Relations, Linking Family Research, Education, and Practice. It is called the Book of the Report, and it's the December 2005 edition that I'd like to recommend. And I'd like to also recommend the March 2006 edition. Now, in these particular journals, you would find everything that a family life education would need to know and how to reconnect and network with those other professionals. Now, let me back up a minute. What is the definition of a family life educator? What does a family life educator do? And does a church need to have a department called family life education or family life center? First of all, let's answer the first question. A family life educator is trained in many different disciplines, 10 different disciplines, and all of those disciplines that they focus in on cover a multitude of family issues, issues that pertain to the child in the early stages, the youth in their mid stages. It talks about political issues in the family, legal issues in the family. Also, it talks about child development issues, rearing children, single mothers. It talks about, they even talk about the new initiative to help low-income families. Now, once again, the family life educator must be a skilled, trained worker. It is a degree, ladies and gentlemen, that you can obtain from various different universities. You must obtain a 4-year degree to participate in the family life educator's role. At one time, you were able to take your life experiences and be able to do a non-traditional program upon submitting all the documents. Now they have decided to make this program set up with the bachelor's degree, also so that you can set for an exam. And that exam you must pass in order to be credentials with the credentials of CDFL behind your name, CFL, Certified Family Life Educator, CFLE. Now, what those people do is work for various different institutions such as for-profit organization, non-for-profit organization, the public school district, parenting programs, and now some of them are working overseas with families. Now, the main thing that you have to understand is that it is in the category of parenting, or it could also be in the home ec department as well. But it requires a 4-year bachelor's degree, and upon completing the program and finishing all of the coursework and then taking the exams, you can be credentialed as a certified family life educator. Now, you probably want to know, Mrs. Gunn, are you a certified family life educator? I have been trained in all the didactics and modalities of child development, which would make me a family life educator, but I am not certified. The certification came along later. I am definitely eligible for the credential and can sit for that exam at any time. And at one time, I was able to submit just my documents only, but they have changed that. Now they would like for you to sit for an exam. Now, what does this degree allow you to do? There are so many unique things that you can do in the area of becoming an independent entrepreneur. You can literally contract yourself out and work for institutions such as the faith-based initiative, working in the category of the public school, private schools, in the hospitals, and also working in mission groups. So there are a multiplicity of things that you can do with this credential. Now, educators, if you are teachers and you have credentials behind you, you could be assessed to find out if you've met those 10 categories in child development. If not, then you must complete those courses to meet that requirement. However, there are many teachers that hold both degree, an elementary license as well as a certified family life educator. I am one of those people who work in both areas, in the elementary education area and working in a capacity as a child life specialist working as a family life educator. So when I mentioned working in the hospital, you can work with family in crisis situations. And what I'm going to be doing in the future, our next segment is going to be focusing in on the intern programs for those juniors and seniors that are in school and talking to them about all of the different programs that are available through Project 2019 to help them get involved. Right now, we're speaking directly to teachers who would like to take their degree and transition into the Certified Family Life Educator. And they would already have the credentials for a bachelor's degree, so it might only be a few more courses that they need in the area of child development and parenting skills. Why is it important for parents to have parenting training? We can't assume just because we birth a child that we're ordinarily a parent. Parents have to be trained, and they have to know all the stages and ages of a child's life, and they have to know what's appropriate, the best practices. I'm sure you remember the topic we did yesterday on best practices. What are the best practices for this child at this particular stage in this child's life? They have to know the stages, and they have to know what is appropriate and what is applicable for children. You certainly don't want someone taking an infant thinking that they're ready to perform duties as a preschooler. You certainly don't want to do that. And you want to make sure that things that you incorporate and introduce to a child is age appropriate. So therefore, training has to take place. Now, it's not as if you're going to have to give your life up. If you're raising children anyway, it would be to your benefit to understand the process of child development and parenting skills. Even now, some of you who have been in the audience and listening, if you have had situations where you have become divorced and separated, and now you're finding that the courts in some states, and I didn't say all of them, are mandating that you go back and learn how to parent as a single parent if you're parenting from two separate homes, and it's mandatory that you complete 6 hours of co-parenting training so that you can learn to parent that child while being separated from your husband or your spouse. Now, why did I say that? I said that because there is a big, big problem going on in the court system right now with parents understanding that they could lose parental rights. And then losing parental rights would mean that they have to go back and complete certain child development classes to meet the criteria and the mandate of the court system. Some of these skills that you would acquire as a family life educator would definitely allow you to work with these parents in the court system as well. And as a co-parenter, you would begin to explain to a parent what is good parenting skills and how to create a schedule and a plan. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to plan to become a parent. You have to schedule things, and especially if you're a divorced parent, you must plan and schedule to give that spouse equal amount of time with that child if that is how the decree is written. And you must make sure that you're fair to that other spouse because the law says you have to now. You no longer can hate a person and because you don't like the way he looks or the way he acts and you decide to keep the child away from his other spouse or his other parent, you can no longer do that because the laws will not allow you to do that or oppose you in that nonsense because parenting is a program that requires two people. And as a family life educator, and working with both parents, you teach them both how to parent that child. Even when they're in their care separated from the other spouse, you teach them how to become a good parent. You just don't think that you can do this job by virtue of osmosis. You let the child have everything he wants. As long as he's happy, then you've done your job as a good parent. Not so. Not so fast. I want to tell you, you have to learn what's appropriate for a child and when to say no and when to caution that child and when to be firm about what it is you don't want that child to do. As a parent, you must understand that becoming a family life educator is something that needs to be incorporated in churches. You have so many families that are going to the church to get assistance and help, but they are failing to get that because the church has not been set up and structured to have a family life center, most of the African-American churches. There's everything going on, every activity, but parenting skills and teaching singles how to incorporate a lifestyle as a parent. In some cases, even Francis Francis Wellesley indicated that most of the parents need to wait until the age of 30 before they start appropriating and having children so that their brains are fully endowed so that they can properly parent. Now, that's an awful long time. Some people might not agree with that. However, if it's possible, if it is something you've looked at and you discussed, then so be it. However, I think that you can get away with taking some parenting skills and learning how to become a good parent and learning how to implement parenting skills in your home so that your children are not just being thrown to the wind. They have some structure and guidance. Once again, now where can the Certified Family Life Educator work? As an entrepreneur, the entrepreneur takes a caseload. She has to be licensed. If she carries a caseload of family, she has to be licensed. So in the event that there is any harm done, she is protected. At the same time, she has to have all of her credentials and licensing in place so that when she goes to work for these agents, she can produce her documents so that she can properly write a contract. That's right. She will or he will have to write a contract if they are going to be an independent contractor. That is one category and one area that they can work in. While working in the school system, you also have to present your credentials. And if they are working for a church, don't think that it's not necessary to be professional in the church. That's part of the reason why we're having the problems we're having now, because there's so much unprofessionalism in the church, because we don't treat it like a business. We have to understand that when workers come to work in the department of clergy, they have to upgrade it. And if you're a professional with a bachelor's degree and parent education or certified family life education, you want to upgrade the position to make it professional and not something where people go to get babysitted or somebody goes because they need parenting skills. Every parent that has children needs to be properly trained in parenting skills. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me say this. This particular degree for the longest was overlooked for the fact that they thought it was just home economics. However, this particular program comes out of the School of Home Economics. Home economics is a very vast degree where you're learning economics. Yes, you have to take econ, and you're taking business courses because you have to have a structure of business. You have to have parenting skills. You have to have nutritional skills, and you have to have the sciences. So you have a well-rounded background and a foundation to teach parenting because a parent has to know just about a little bit of everything. Now, why would one want to be a certified family life educator? What is the purpose? For many reasons. That worker or employee can give so much back in the way of being employed in an 8-to-5 job as well as working part-time if they wish or in a full-time contractual job. There's so much reward from being a family life educator such as this one, being able to talk on many different subjects, air a program over the radio, even having a talk show or a television show about parenting, even counseling couples. That's right. Counseling couples on sex education, on relationships, all of those areas on legal affairs and the family. It gives you a multiplicity of training modalities that you can specialize in, therefore allowing you to do a lifetime work and creating yourself an institution to focus on in the community and in the family. Now, I said a mouthful about being a family life educator. Let me say this much for teachers. Most of you home ec teachers who might be phased out of your position because there are very few students signing up, just recently I heard that there is going to be an overwhelming demand for home ec teachers because most of those young students are now interested and they want to know more about life and what life has to offer for them. They want a quality of life, in other words. Yes, certified family life educators help you to have a quality of life. Oh, you're going to have a life if you're still breathing. But the question is, what is the quality of it? You want a quality life so it's well-balanced and that it's enriched with all of the things that life has to offer. Just like I have the opportunity of sitting right out here in this lovely, excluded, hidden lake boy, would I love to have some people just involved with the picnic right now. I have my family out here. I'm able to do this show right with them. I have my Nana here who's training me to be the best parent that I can be. I couldn't be in better company right now. Family is everything. Don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen. It's important to teach your students how to love family. And I did tell you that I was an advisor. What does it mean to be an advisor of child development? Only you keep talking about being an advisor. Being an advisor comes out of the training as a child development adjunct. Once you become a specialist, you are now capable of working in the college setting, the junior college setting, as an adjunct, administering training in parenting skills, child development. I advise these students on the proper courses they have to take on campus or courses that are off campus, as well as how to prepare for their observation. I sit with these women for over 3.5 hours to observe them in their activities to make sure that they're properly administering child development best practices. That's right. You heard it again, ladies and gentlemen, best practices. I also question them about standards and about the core standards of their lesson plans and curriculum and about implementing those standards to make sure that they have a balanced lesson plan. Yes, even with preschool, we're now telling them to create a lesson plan so that you know what you're doing and that you have a thematic approach of what you're going to teach and how you're going to teach, and you're just not pulling things out of the air, and the child knows that you had no preparation, and you're doing things that don't even fit with the lesson, and everyone is all over the place, and people see the sequence, and the connection is not there, continuity is lost, and it's all for naught. You got to be structured. You got to be coherent about what you're going to do in the classroom. So I talk to the teachers before I observe them. I tell them what I'm going to be looking for. I'm very fair. I tell them if I see something that I know they can correct before I observe them, I caution them to move those things or to change those things. I'm fair as I can be. At the same time, I always caution my administrators that I'd like to get to know these women. I'd like to have them in my training class prior to observing them so that I know a little bit about them and I can become fair when I evaluate them. Now, as a child development advisor, this means, yes, you're not an employee of the state. You're a contracted agent of the state. And that means you can go all over the world to do advising work. And if you put together a training program in child development, you can also have that approved to operate at the college level or as an adjunct outside of college with your own program. There's so much you can do in this field, ladies and gentlemen, I can't begin to tell you. I thought that I would really have all the opportunities with my elementary degree, and I found out, contrary, my friend, that the child development and in the home ec area was the area that landed me a job working for the United States Army overseas. They were very interested in my skills, and for you women who are interested in a great opportunity to travel abroad, wait till I get ready to talk about my topic in traveling abroad as a child development specialist or as a certified family life educator. That's right. There's opportunities to travel abroad, to live in places like Europe and Bangladesh, to live in places like Africa, all over with a tour, ladies and gentlemen. The tour can allow you to be there for 3 years, but you can take a lifetime journey overseas if you like. For you women who are single and don't have a family attached to, you can take advantage of that. You can explore that opportunity. There's so many opportunities because there's a shortage of early childhood teachers. There is a shortage of certified family life educators. So there's a big need to have these people on staff. Now, I'm saying this to you so that you can understand that there are degrees out there that are marketable. Now, I also told the National Council that I would market their program and push the program to the point to let them know that right here in our state, at one of the universities, Purdue University, also offers the endorsement in certified family life education. You could go on, ladies and gentlemen, to get a master's degree and also to get your PhD in family life education. or to get it in the area of parenting. But it offers you opportunities to work in the court system, to work with families. There's a department for family law. I have had background in the legal field. So as a mediator, I can work with families and do mediation in the court system and help dispute cases and work with families so they come to agreement with what it is that they're trying to define. It is a fabulous opportunity. You don't want to pass this for by, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be deceived or confused by the fact that it's talking about child development. There's much, much more when it comes to parenting skills. And it is not a therapist. It is not a program that's a therapist. It's an educator. Therapists do something a little different. So we're not talking about being a family therapist. We're talking about being an educator. The parent must take responsibility and you educate them, not use therapeutic techniques. No, we're not talking about that. Can we teach on sex education? Can we teach on parenting relationship? Yes, we can. We can teach on individual relationships for the couple. It's very important that you follow me along the way because I have some material, and one of the books that I've been working on is called Reordering the Marriage Vow for the African American for the 21st Century. That book is right now recorded, and we're now getting all the transcripts together so it can be in published, ladies and gentlemen, so that it'll be available for discussion groups. When you find a certified family life educator working with couples and trying to show them that better education helps them to become a better family member, not necessarily for themselves, but for the benefit of the child, ladies and gentlemen. It is so important that you understand that. It doesn't matter if you and that guy decide to divorce and go your separate ways, and if you've brought a child into the situation, you must be mindful of the fact that you have to educate and still continue to train that child. Even if it's separated and apart, you still must become two parents, just in separate households. Now, why are so many parents losing custody of their children? Their children are now being placed in foster homes, and they don't know what to do about it, mostly because from the start they didn't know how to become a parent. Yes, circumstances can fall on us. Unforeseen circumstances fall on people every day. I understand. Lord knows. Only understand. I understand that relationships do fall apart. People do break up. People do decide to go their separate ways. People do decide that they want something different in their life, maybe even a different taste of a man or a different taste of a woman. And maybe even they decide that they want to abandon the household, but they should never, ever, ever abandon the children. And that is why the courts had to step in and say, you will still be a parent to these children. With so many children still caught in the trenches of the court system, waiting to be placed in foster home, those parents could have prevented that had they decided on better parenting skills so that they could keep those children intact. Do no harm to the children, I say. But when you decide to go with another man or be with another woman, and that's your fancy, that's your thing, and you want to do your thing, go ahead and do your thing. But remember, the children must be cared for. They must be properly planned for, and parenting skills have got to be on your agenda and on your calendar every day. Now, men, you men who get the children and say, well, I got my daughter, and I'm going to have over here for a week, and you just go buck wild crazy, buying her everything and giving her everything she wants and never parenting and just saying, she's so happy over here, and boy, does she love going to the park and love eating out every day, and she loved going to the zoo 4 or 5 times a week. Now, father, please hear me. It's okay to do those things to make sister girl happy, but you have to make sure that they can be replicated at home and continue. You don't want the baby child putting you against the mother, comparing you against the mother, saying it's always dull here at home. I never get to go anywhere. Dad takes me out all the time. Get together with your ex and talk to her about the types of things that you should be doing with the child. Don't let that child play you and mother against one another. You must remain connected as friends, because allies are something you don't want. You want to be connected to that ex-wife or ex-spouse because you want to be able to communicate and keep the lines of communication open. You want to make sure that if there's a date on the calendar where you want the child with you, tell the other parent in advance so they know. Don't go bringing the child home the next week when you know you were supposed to bring them home last week. Don't cause extra problems to make that woman have to go to the courthouse, and now she's filing a motion against you, and you're in court again, and you're bitter against her, and you take it out on the child. Don't do that, mother. Please, you've got to understand that communication is the key. Parenting skills are very important. Now, I mentioned the child custody mediation policy. There's so much going on with child custody right now that could be prevented. Now, the average couple here, I know, in Indiana, don't get married. They decide to go ahead and do something called living together. They call that, I think, shacking. And they think it's okay because it cuts down on the frustration and the confusion. In my opinion, it only adds to the confusion and frustration. Now, if there's a custom where you choose not to be married in a traditional way, there's something called a union. There's something called contracts and document papers that you sign, and you agree upon certain things that you tell the other spouse you're going to do. Look at that if you choose to. But certainly look at something that you can commit yourself to. Commitment is very important in a relationship. And I don't care what you say or thought you were doing, you have to be committed when you bring children into this world. And it's not about you. It's not about him. He's fly, you fly, and you become flyer. It's not about that, because beauty will fade. And after a while, she will fade or he will fade. But you have to understand, if you're in a relationship and you have children, you have to reassess things appropriately, and you have to be very careful that you don't leave because there's not enough money in the household. I'm not making enough money. I'm no longer a professional. So she wants a professional guy. Women, if a man is working in a capacity of a job and it's a blue-collar job and he's good to you and he's hardworking, let that man be. Don't crucify him because you want a businessman, a BMW, a black man working. If he's working in a blue-collar job, that's good enough. Be content. Learn to be content and stop wanting everything and putting a man in a financial strain, or men don't put women in a financial strain, because children are very expensive. They become so expensive, and we want to give them everything, and we find out we have a budget just for the children. Cut down on those excess things, those Jordans at $150. Junior don't need those. Go and buy Junior some standard gym shoes and let him see that we don't buy outside of our means. We live within our means. Economics is a big part of keeping families together. Economics is a great way to start and understanding, how do I finance this family? How do I keep this family together economically? When a man loses tact of him managing the finances and he dumps it all in a woman's lap, sometimes we go astray. Sometimes we look at different things, but then there's times when a woman can manage even better. But it's important to have two heads in the household managing, one helping the other. But I said all that to say, parenting skills are part of family life education. It is a great field. It has been so rewarding for me. That's why I wanted to share it with you teachers. That's why I wanted you to be a part of understanding just what this home economics department meant, and just why home economics teachers were so treasured and so valued. I still remember my very first home economics teacher to this day. And guess what? She's still living. And I embraced her, and I said to her, I went to school to become a home ec teacher. I was so impressed with the way you dressed, your finesse, the way you cooked in the kitchen, and everything you did. It impressed me so much that I knew that I could be another Martha Stewart by performing those acts of home economics. Now, I'm saying that to some of you teachers out there who are burnt out from doing the same old thing, duplicating those printable worksheets and passing them out. Get involved in something that's creative. You've heard Only in the Kitchen Burning. I'm a bit of a chef myself. However, home ec gives you a variety of things to do working with the family. The family is very unique, ladies. It's something that you'll never get a chance to do. It is your first job. When you go off to take a job, this is the first job that you take is being a parent. And before you go off and take anybody's job, make sure your family is cared for and you've been a proper child development specialist in the home or a family life educator. Make sure that things are done and food is on the shelf and casseroles are in the freezer, and make sure that notes are left for your children. Don't leave them home alone, ladies. It's not something you want to do, because when you get the reputation of being a poor parent or a bad parent, it's worse than losing a job. It's okay to lose a job. You can put that little kid back down the road. You can find another job part-time. You can work nights. But it's so hard to prove to your children you forevermore be playing catch-up, trying to show your children how you can be a good parent and overdoing it and burning yourself out to try to show them how you're making up to them. I know, because I've seen foster parents go way out of their way once the children came home, and then they started to try to give them things that they couldn't keep up. Give them things within your means. Give them the ability to love them and to spend time with them. That's why I'm out here in this park right now. I'm out here with my family because it was necessary for me to spend some quality time with them. Then I said, family, let's go out to the beach. I can pour the libation from the beach. I can be right out here at the lake. I can be sharing this with you, and you could be enjoying it, and so can my listeners. I hope you're enjoying this show, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're right there at the point of the radio listening and with your eyes just gleaming, waiting for Omi to say the next thing. I hope you're just right there excited about learning about the new Department of Certified Family Life Educator. Now, these two books that I was telling you about, the report, they're so interesting because they have typical stories that point to family life education. They talk about the school life. They also talk about what's going on in the coming, what has gone on in the last year, coming to the 2006 conference. That's another thing, mothers. Line up and get ready to go to conferences and get involved. You can find out more about Certified Family Life Educator teachers. Go to these Certified Family Life Educator conferences. That's where you find out everything. That's how I found out about the overseas job. Let me let you in on a little tip. There is an ambassador's position overseas to work for the government in the, well, as an ambassador. And there are fellowships. And, boy, do I have a lot to tell you about internships and fellowships and the Albright opportunities. There's so many of them, teachers, that you can explore these things. You can take a sabbatical. You can take a leave and get involved. And the reason why you can do that is because teachers are so versatile, and they can take a sabbatical and go do something else and come back. Now, I would like to also say that we have to focus on the family in our public affairs. And we have to definitely understand that women, you make up the nation. And if a woman is trained properly and trains her family, it changes the temperament of the continent. It changes the temperament. So we have to do a better job of training our women. And what better area of study to get into than Certified Family Life Education? Because at that point, you're licensed and certified, bonifying you to speak the truth so that you can endorse things. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of information that you have to know on public policy and child care and the family in the United States and abroad. Now, some of these families can help create policy, and we're in the process of helping to create policy. It gets you involved in policy making, making a bill, making laws. Now, within the family life education, there's a segment of working with special needs families, and we call that special population. Special populations are those families that have children that have deficits or they have challenges, and they may have been from birth or they may have matriculated after they were born. These families have to be handled in a special way. They have to be cared for by an advocate, someone who is trained to become a surrogate advocate, or someone who teaches them to become a self-advocate for the children. Where do we get into working with special populations? There's so much that I can teach you, parents. All of you are advocates, so advocate for your special needs children. Learn to cut through the bureaucracy. Learn also about Part H, because if you're a family that is in need of employment and you have a special needs child and you know information about the laws, the ADA laws, and you've learned a lot of things from workshops and you'd like to work in the area of special education, there are opportunities in the government for you to work under Section A. When we get on that topic, we'll go into further depth about how parents are able to find employment within the system of working with special populations. Isn't it a great thing to know that teachers can do something other than just teaching the classroom? They can also work with parents. Parenting classes are exciting, ladies and gentlemen, and there's so many opportunities now where parents are going into the home. They're offering programs at the YMCA to school and train these parents so that they know exactly what to expect of those terrible twos. Now, there are new initiatives to help low-income families. Now, why did I say that? Because the world right now is in a crisis, and the average African-American family is in a crisis, and most of them are experiencing low income or loss of income. There are all types of programs available now under the Family Life Education to help those families. Now, if you do need to find out more information, you can even go online and Google the National Council on Family Relations. There's tons of information, seminars and workshops that you can get involved in if you're just trying to get your feet wet. However, if you want to plunge in and enroll for that big BS degree, you can do that too. Now, remember, Project 2019 is advocating to close the gap so that more people of African descent can go back to school and get their bachelor's degree in some area of discipline. It doesn't matter what area. It doesn't have to be family life education, but I'm imploring you to go back for something because we're trying to close that gap by 2019, and we're hoping that all of America's people are coming to the grips with how we can break the color line and the racial discrimination line is to becoming educated so we can apply for jobs and we no longer will be discriminated because of lack of education. That information we can do something about. The color line and our skin we can't change, but the more education we get, the more doors will open for us. I do know that. They open for me. Yes, I have been very fortunate and blessed to have many administrative jobs and have doors opened for me because of the credentials I hold. I know that there are certain people out there that don't agree with me, who don't have any credentials and who don't plan to get any and who just think that all they have to do is show up. Yes, you can show up without credentials, but for the better jobs and people who don't have the work experience, they are going to need to have to get some credentials. And they're going to have some papers and some letters behind your name. For those of you who don't feel that you have the aptitude for education, then go and get involved in internship. Learn on the job. Become an early learner and get the on-the-job training and let someone show you how to do it. You are the one that can change things in your life. You have the power. And the power is within all of us. And when you search yourself, ladies and gentlemen, as we bring this program to an end, I want to tell you that OMI wants to help you. I didn't get this degree just for myself. I got it to help my community. My degree must reach out and help those teachers who are still trying to advance themselves through the system. I am telling you that each teacher is responsible for reaching back and giving something back to her community. As an African American, we do not get an education in and of the fact for ourselves. It is for our community. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are interested in this line of work, please don't hesitate to Google Family Focus Issues, the National Council on Family Relations. And when you Google these things, also Google another newsletter called The Network. You'll find that there's a wealth of information to show you how to become a better parent and how to become a certified family life educator. Specialist, I might add. There's major benefits to being certified. I'll tell you that now. But I want you to know, OMI said to let your light shine on the world. And I'm telling you adults and teachers, because this show is for you. Let your light shine on the world. My homie said, let your light shine on the world. My homie said, let your light shine on the world. It's been great being with you, ladies and gentlemen, being out here in the lake with this cool breeze. Woo, I wish you could feel it. It's a great feeling. And the atmosphere is just right. My ancestors are all around me. They're ushering, encouraging me to go on. They're thanking me for coming and being a part of their community. The trees are even trying to talk to me. I see the squirrel over there asking me, why don't I come and run with him? I don't have time right now. I can only look at my little animals from a distance. I just love nature, ladies and gentlemen. You ought to be reconnecting. And I want to say a shout-out to Harambe, to Delani Aman. Delani Aman, we are still friends to this day, friends to the end. And I send a shout-out with three. I'll throw my fist in the air and send three shout-out. Harambe! 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 And I say thank you, and we will talk again tomorrow, same time. However, we'll be in the studios tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. You get this treat every once in a while. And remember to celebrate African New Year's. This is the month for African New Year's, and we've also talked about this month being National Yogurt Month. And I will have some things up on my website that you can access to learn more about how you can go into those spas and get that week-long training in yoga. And once again, please join us tomorrow in this room. We will be working very hard to please you. We are your servants, and we know nothing best to do in order to become a leader and to press ourselves forward. The God here that lives in us, we have got to be about the business of serving. I come to serve you today, whatever you like, bringing service to you and your community. Remember, it is about the children. And when I ask, how is the African? And I ask, and how the children must be matriculating, so we have to become parents quickly. Grow yourself up, ladies and gentlemen. Take a parenting class. Learn more about family life education. Go online and participate in seminars, workshops. Travel and get involved in parenting programs. You will find it's the best thing you could ever do in your life. And once again, thank you for being with Omi today. Thank you for being with Omi and going the whole way and letting me borrow your airwaves. I give you your world back at this time. And don't forget to meditate. Go in and meditate, taking small breaths at a time, breathing in and out, making sure that you spend quality time with your children, teaching them to meditate, and also teaching them rituals. Remember, we do these rituals for you, families, so that you can learn the process of properly doing ritual. It is important and up to the living to stay in contact with the dead, and as we stay in contact with them, they will make the way plain and clear for us so that we can travel down a path of success and have great abundance, because we want our families to have a rich life, a rich family life. And having a good quality of life means we must educate ourselves. Educate yourselves today. I hope I've been a servant to you today. I hope that my words have been sweet and kind, so that tomorrow that I may witness these words and that they will not return unto me void. You go in peace and have a great day. And I say, Odabo. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking out here in the wilderness, and it's getting dark here in our neck of the woods, but I'm not being molested. I don't see anybody coming after me, and nobody is coming with the dogs or anything, but I'm out here in the wilderness, and nevertheless, the trees are protecting me. Even the trees are looking down on me. I am so fortunate to be in the midst of this beautiful setting. I can see the little boats going by. I might even take a boat ride before the end of the night. That would be great to take a boat ride with somebody and sail down that little lake and travel through this community. It's important to go out to the beaches and lakes, ladies and gentlemen. It's important to take your children around the water and teach them it's safe and show them how to swim. It's very important. This has been a great evening just being out here in the wilderness with you, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to say, for the benefit of those who might have missed this show, you don't know what you missed today. We've been talking about Family Life Educator, and we've been talking about the new year for the African tradition. Being that it's a new year, I want you to incorporate rituals into your life. Incorporate your deities. Incorporate your ancestors. Set up a shrine for your mother's picture and your father's picture and pay homage to them and call their names just like Omi does and say the word Ashe. So be it, so let it be done. This is a teaching institution. I want you to do better. And if you know better, you can do better. Now it's time to be pleasing to your ancestors. Be pleasing to them, and they will let their light shine on you and give you a path so that you will have the light of God shining on you, and he will lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, his perfect peace. Go and find someone that you can embrace and extend peace to them today. Loving kindness, with loving kindness have I drawn you. I hope I've drawn you today with loving kindness, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for Omi's continuation of health education. We'll be right back at you tomorrow, same time, 6 o'clock in the air. Please go with us there. Join us in the midst of teaching and employing teachers to become a little better and more educated. This is a teacher's show. And it's been designed for teachers, providers, and parents. Those homeschoolers out there, we don't want to leave you out. You are part of this segment. We're teaching African conscious education. We've talked about curriculum in the classroom that must be transitioned to African-centered education for African children. We've talked about rituals that must be put into their lives. You must initiate your children because they have no business speaking unless an elder has initiated them. Elders should be all around your children. They should always be admonishing them and teaching them. They should also know who their ancestors are. Mothers, please teach them who their ancestors are and allow them to keep up with their ancestors and call their names periodically. I thank you for being with me today and going the whole way. I thank you for even sitting out here on these benches with me, and we're not harmed in any way, and we know that nature is calling for us to come back. Nature is asking us to be a part of her once again, to be her sister and be kinfolk. We are kin to the forests. We are kin to the lake. We are kin to even the squirrels and the ducks that stream upstream and downstream and the fish. Call them. Ask them to open up the way for you. Help is available to you today. For those of you who are looking for help and who are pressed against the wall, know that help is available for you. Continue to call on your ancestors, and they will provide help for you. Once again, I say have a great evening, and I am going to be leaving this place for the evening, but I want to say to you, oh, double!